keeping track of the day. It is not May the 16th, Thursday. It's Thursday, May the 9th. All right, you got that down? You ready to go? The 5-9-13 Good Day program on the air with the Ohio kidnapping still capturing a lot of attention, people with ideas, people wondering how in the world this could be going on. And so we work it at 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler is here. He's got the view from social media's point of view. And there's... What in the world could this be all about, really? The lack of attention that people pay to what's going on in this neighborhood. These two of the... go ahead, Kenny. We lost Kenny. All right, let's keep going in here on our side of the street. Ariel Castro officially charged with 4 counts of kidnapping and 3 counts of rape. His 2 brothers have not been charged yet. All are in police custody, will be in court later today. Amanda Berry is the one that most people know about, her daughter, and Gina DeJesus. DeJesus, some people pronouncing DeJesus, DeJesus. Well, her experience with Amanda and the reuniting of their families with them has been the story, because the other lady is still in the hospital, Michelle Knight. Here's Taco's Johnny D with Cleveland host Bob France, the two of them together, about how international interest in this story has developed.
Bob, how many radio stations were you on today? Be honest.
Oh, my gosh. Well, in the last 2 days, a couple dozen, actually. The farthest being out in New Zealand.
Really?
This is truly an international story. I mean, there are news crews in the city of Cleveland right now from Japan, from Ireland, from, as I mentioned, New Zealand, from England, Germany. I mean, this is an international story because, as we know, sadly, human trafficking and abduction of young girls is an international, worldwide epidemic.
Oh, yeah.
And almost always those result in dead girls. And the fact that these girls were, well, we keep wanting to say rescued. One of them escaped, and that led to the rescue of the other two. It is truly capturing the world's imagination right now.
Another story coming out is that there was another girl in the house. Is that true or not?
Well, that came from a statement that was made, not officially and on the record, but a statement that was made by Michelle to some of the investigators when she was first taken to Metro Health on Monday, when this whole thing went down, that she had told them that there was a girl there when she got there. And then that when she was taken, and then that girl disappeared, and she has no idea what happened to her. Which, of course, leads us, to wonder, how many years had Ariel Castro been doing this? How many girls had he taken and then perhaps killed or disposed of or whatever before he brought this particular batch of girls together in roughly the same time frame, 2002, 2003, and 2004?
Give me the charges that were filed, Bob.
Well, the charges against Ariel Castro include 4 counts of kidnapping and 3 counts of rape. The charges, and obviously that just means for the 3 women, because there's no way to determine how many times he raped them. They did just confirm and say that there was a pattern of prolonged sexual and psychological abuse for 10 years, or nearly 10 years.
Jeez.
The brothers, Pedro and O'Neill, charged with nothing.
Nothing.
They are not involved, according to the investigators who and the police authorities who made the announcements. They are being held on misdemeanor warrants from other things that they were wanted for. They're going to go before a judge for those, but they are not being charged in this case. As of now, there is no record or no evidence, I should say, no evidence they announced that they knew what Ariel Castro was doing and that they were involved in any way.
All right. So this is really, the fact this is an international incident, these women have been in this ordeal for 10 years. This is the dungeon, the stuff that movies are, and bad movies are made of, the squalid circumstances in the house, starved, beaten, kept in chains. What does this guy deserve? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. I thought Bill O'Reilly had an interesting spin on this in the No Spin Zone about life in America in general.
The story is amazing because the kidnapped girls were held captive in the middle of a dense neighborhood.
I've been here a year.
Okay.
You still coming, bro?
Right.
I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You still coming, bro?
Yeah. And you had no indication that there was anything?
Hey, bro, not a clue that that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will. Because how he is, he just comes out to his backyard, plays with the dogs, tinker with his cars and motorcycles, goes back in the house. So he's somebody that you look and you look away because he's not doing nothing.
Now the wider implications. These kinds of kidnappings are rare. The FBI says that in 2012, just 411 Americans were abducted by a stranger. But the impact of children and young people disappearing is enormous on the public psyche. The Elizabeth Smart case in Utah comes to mind. Chances are when you were a child, your parents let you go out to play unsupervised. Mine did. I was out of the house for hours, especially in the summer. But today, American children are constantly under supervision with play dates and organized activities almost all the time. Rarely are children away from their homes on their own. Even most teenagers are not afforded that freedom. American parents are simply frightened. They believe children are at risk in public. That, of course, is a shame because playing on your own develops creativity, independence, and social problem-solving skills. The big mystery in Ohio is this. How could three women be held against their will in a suburb for all that time? Early indications are they were brutalized, and complete explanations of what happened will soon be forthcoming. Obviously, the crime is heinous and will reinforce the perception that although America is a free country, we are also a dangerous nation. The reality is that kidnapping is ultra rare, but there are some very bad people walking the streets of the USA. The crime in Ohio, just another cautionary tale.
All right, so where are you in all of this? The accused tormentor is somebody that was, as all the descriptions have suggested, someone who was fairly social, visible, and I don't know if you can call him normal. How do you call, how's anybody like this normal? But on the surface, he seemed normal. So what does that tell you about your next-door neighbor? And is this sort of thing more likely to fuel the fears that people have about pretty much anything and everything now? Our society is built on fear, filled with fear. So this sort of brings me around to all of the things that are done. The IRS wants you to rat on your neighbor. So And how many times have you heard stories of the police being called to some area on a false alarm? Why haven't the police done their job here? Another good question. Lots of questions, not many answers. If you have some questions of your own or answers, you're welcome to share them with us at 888-302-3684 on the Doug Good Day program.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at. Never mind. We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick.
get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks, and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. More on the Ohio kidnapping now. Reporter Gene Moose on Sylvia Brown, a psychic who told Amanda Berry's mother that her daughter was dead, is now facing a lot of wrath on social media.
It's one thing to be a psychic predicting love or the lack thereof.
Can you tell me where my love life's going?
Nowhere.
But there's nothing funny when it comes to predicting life or death.
She's gone, honey. Do you know where she's at? In the house or under the house.
In that case, psychic Sylvia Brown was right. But now she's under attack.
What a horrible human being.
For being wrong about this girl.
My last name. Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
Almost 9 years ago, Amanda Berry's mom went on the Montel Williams show, where resident psychic Sylvia Brown spoke of Amanda.
I don't think I'll ever see her again. Yeah, in heaven, on the other side.
The morning show in Cleveland reenacted the transcript. The host read the part of the psychic.
See, I hate this when they're in water. She's not alive, honey.
Not alive? Then who's this?
I've been kidnapped and I've been missing for 10 years and I'm here. I'm free now.
Amanda's mom is the one no longer alive. She came home from the psychic's reading telling the Cleveland Plain Dealer she was devastated. She died a little more than a year later after being hospitalized with pancreatitis. Now Sylvia Brown is getting ripped on social media. Brown is a grief vampire, nothing short of evil. You didn't have to be a psychic to predict what Sylvia Brown would say about her mistake. I have been more right than wrong. If ever there was a time to be grateful and relieved for being mistaken, this is that time. Only God is right all the time. My heart goes out to Amanda Berry. There was one part of Sylvia Brown's prediction that her supporters say turned out to be accurate. The radio host read the psychic's words describing the man who took Amanda.
Is this sort of Cuban looking, short kind of stocky build, heavy set?
Turns out the suspect is Latino with the last name Castro. One commenter posted, "Psychic wins lottery again," the headline you will never see anywhere.
You know, this kind of trite foolishness, is this the most important thing? Is this the most important part of the story, whether or not the psychic was right or not? My God, CNN, once again, booting the story. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
And change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. This hour of the daily program is aimed at understanding what's going on in a lot of the news talk situations. The stations that carry the program often through the course of the day are dealing with the issues of the day, more serious things. Not often is there much fun, and this story certainly isn't much fun. The kidnappings in Ohio, I'm not sure there's a whole lot of anything that's new here other than the point of view that people are taking. The focus on this guy, his name is Castro. He's born in Puerto Rico, a bass player in a lot of Latin music bands all around Cleveland. Records show he was divorced more than a decade ago. His ex-wife has died. He is known to have at least one adult daughter and son. In 2005, he was named in a complaint of domestic violence in a custody dispute with his ex-wife that accused him of breaking her nose twice, knocking her tooth out, dislocating her shoulder, and threatening to kill her and her daughter several times. The complaint was eventually dismissed. Here's talk host John Osterlund with a focus on some recently revealed information about Charles Ramsey, the neighbor who rescued the kidnapped women.
Cleveland hero Charles Ramsey was a repeat domestic abuser. This just came out literally 20 minutes ago. Smoking gun found it. On three different occasions, he was involved with a spouse of domestic abuse. Last time, 2003. Does that change your feelings towards Charles Ramsey, who, in my opinion, is a hero, who rescued the little girl, Amanda Berry? She's not a little girl anymore. And then there was a couple of other women in there. Does that matter that on a few different occasions, back in the day, Charles Ramsey was arrested and he did jail time for domestic abuse? Can you go from being a bad guy to a good guy? Is this redemption? Here's Charles Ramsey insisting that he's not a hero.
Do you feel like a hero?
No.
A lot of people.
No, bro. I'm a Christian and American, and just like you, we bleed same blood, put our pants on the same way. It's just that you got to put that being a coward. And I don't want to get nobody's business. You got to put that away for a minute.
Because you know how it is. There's a lot of people that turn the other way.
And have some cojones.
Keep walking down the street.
That's all it's about. It's about cojones on this planet.
And I'm Amanda Berry went missing, a little girl, almost 10 years ago. There was a lot of reward money out there. And there still is reward money. Now, this guy, Charles Ramsey, by no means has a lot of cash. I think he's a dishwasher. And he could use a few teeth. But now with this reward money out there, Anderson Cooper asks him about the reward money.
Has the FBI said anything about a reward or anything? Because there was a reward for funders.
I tell you what, you do give it to them. Because if folks been following this case since last night, and you've been following me since last night, you know I got a job anyway. Just wouldn't pick it up. Paychecks. What did that address say? That they say?
I don't have my glasses. I'm blind.
2203 Seymour. Where were them girls living? Right next door to this paycheck.
I give them credit. I don't care what your job is in this Obama economy. I don't care what your job is. You get up and you go to work every day, I have nothing but respect for you. Again, I don't care if you're an entry-level position at a peep show. Doesn't matter. And then here is Charles Ramsey. Cooper asked him, boy, what if you knew?
That little girl came out the house and she was crying. And I'm looking at her, right? And I'm like, well, your mama tried to help you, girl. Shut up. I don't know, right? And she said, I want my daddy. And I said, well, who's her daddy? She said, Ariel.
She said that?
Yeah. I said, well, how is that possible? Because you wouldn't, if you got kidnapped, oh, he was having sex with you? Oh, Jesus.
All right. I'm really tired of this, frankly. This is a horrible, horrible story. Speaking of that, and another horrible story, Jody Arias in the Focus in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Tori Clark, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help, but the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Clark. A bipartisan Senate panel has proposed a immigration reform bill involving both more secure borders and a path to citizenship. Is this likely to succeed?
I think it has a very good chance of passing, or something very close to it passing, because here's a great example where these senators are killing themselves. They are working day in, day out, trying to keep this going forward. And you listen to Rubio, you may not agree with where he is on this issue, but he does not sound like a guy who's going to back down because he worries about what the voters might do next time around.
So everybody knows what an agreement is going to look like. You're going to get a little beefed up enforcement at the border, and you're going to get some sort of path to citizenship, which has been an idea that has been going on for quite some time. Ronald Reagan, I don't often cite my father, but he signed a bill in 1986 that was sold as an enforcement bill, but it also granted amnesty to a couple of million people who were here.
I'm Mark Green. That was
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
gardeners. Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganix is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, where they focus on just pretty horrible stuff, actually. I'm looking at headlines. Jury finds Jody Arias guilty of first-degree murder. Two or three rescued Cleveland women returning home. Bombing suspect said sister-in-law not involved. This is about the Boston bombing. Cargo ship accident in Italy, 7 people killed. What is the story here? What do you really think is going on? We had a lot of conversation about the Boston bombing from the point of view of what good it brings out in people. I had it on this program, but most people weren't focusing on the good. They were focusing on the bad, and it was over and over and over again. So I ask you now, what in your mind is the lesson or the takeaway from this kidnapping in Ohio? You can respond to that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/good day, or you can dial us up at 888-302-3684. Michelle says, we live in an evil world, and we need to be more vigilant about protecting our children and teens. Do we really? Do we really? Is it that we live in an evil world, or, I mean, when you use the term we live in an evil world, are most people evil? That's the suggestion. I say no. The news media is what's evil. And the way people get information about things and how it's twisted and distorted and turned around, I can't believe, for example, that CNN made a big deal out of what that psychic Sylvia Brown said, even though I have not much use for her or what she does. But that's the most important part of this story, or becomes an important part of the story. The mother died as a result of the reading. Some people say she got sick and gave up. Well, I don't. I find all of this so salacious. And you look at all of these, the story of the Michael Jackson trial and how it's turned into him being on trial instead of man that was responsible for his death. Or was he really? I mean, all of this stuff. Jim writes, never lose hope and never give up. I like that. Never. It's very hard. That's the hardest thing to do. The hardest thing to do. Angela writes, accept and deal with your issues in life, find peace, and live a good life for your problems may be only pebbles compared to the problems of other people. Yes. Scott writes, keep an eye on all the creepos in your neighborhood and their habits. That's not one that would give you... what do you know about your neighborhood? What do you know when you move into a neighborhood, when you grow up in a neighborhood? I live in the same neighborhood I grew up in. I lived here all my life. Do I know all the people in my neighborhood? No, I don't know most of the people in my neighborhood at all. But I live on a farm, and there aren't that many people who are close to me anyway. Chris writes, never doubt the bravery of your fellow man, and that if a pretty white girl runs into a black man's arms, something is wrong. That's sick. That comment is just stupid. I know it's what Ramsey said. It's just a stupid comment. And more on the race stuff, Michael said to me. That's what Ramsey said. I know that's what he said. I just don't. It's been all this stuff, isn't it? The jury reaching a verdict in the Arias trial, finding her guilty in the first-degree murder of her boyfriend, Travis Alexander, now faces the death penalty, placed on suicide watch following her conviction. She stabbed him 27 times and shot him, and then cut his throat. She admits to killing him, claims it was in self-defense, after he flew into a rage at their home. Prosecutors sought to prove that she killed him out of jealousy, the trial captivating the attention of many people in our country for months. Started in January, over last Friday. Among the startling evidence presented to the jury was a camera that included pictures of their final encounter. That's just, this stuff, it's just gross. Here's talk host Mac Watson, along with his partner Larry Gatos, talking to reporter Troy Hayden, who spoke to Jody Arias moments after the verdict was announced.
So you're there inside the prison with Jody Arias. What does she look like? What does she say? What set us a scene.
Well, first of all, it wasn't at the jail. It was at, there's some holding cells down below the courthouse. And I don't want to go into exactly how I set all this up, but I had it set up so that immediately after the verdict, I was able to go down to the holding cell where she was taken. And she got out of some clothes that she was in and changed some different clothes. And about 15 minutes, I guess it was maybe 20 minutes after the verdict, she walked out, and she was crying. And I talked briefly, and I asked her, I said, are you sure you're up for this? And she said, yeah, let's go ahead and let's do it. And we sat down and talked. One of the first things she said to me was she was very surprised by the verdict, which actually surprised me. You know, maybe it's because we talk about it so much, and we've seen so much evidence. We've talked about it incessantly and, you know, all the different factors. But she seemed surprised she got first degree.
And you were in the courtroom the entire time.
Yeah, I was in the courtroom from day one. I think I missed one day of
right.
the whole trial.
So you know. So,
yeah, you know, I said early on that I thought it was going to be yesterday in first degree because they made it very clear what premeditation was, and all you have to do is have a thought that you're going to kill somebody. And to me, with the slice on the neck, she had to have known at that point that she was going to end his life, and that's all the premeditation you need.
Did she think she was going to be acquitted?
She didn't think she was going to be acquitted, but I think that she thought, she said the premeditation is what bothered her. She thought it was going to be more of a felony murder and not premeditation, which really is no difference when it comes to, you know, the punishment.
Mm.
But she didn't say anything about thinking that she was going to get second-degree murder. She did tell me, though, that if she had it to do all over again, she wouldn't have done all the lies. She would have gone as soon as she realized, because she's still sticking to all the major stories she told in the courtroom. She stuck to all of those, I thought, for about 45 minutes. But she said that she would have called police as soon as she realized, looked at the blood on her hands and realized that she killed Travis. She would have called police. And she thinks it would have ended differently for her. And I have to agree.
You asked her a really interesting question I saw on Twitter. Life or death, and what would she want? What did she say?
She said she prefers death.
Why?
Over life in prison. She thinks that she sees death as going to another place, not an end of something, but as a beginning to another place. Whereas she says she's going to live for a long time. She says longevity runs in her family. She doesn't smoke. She's healthy. And she thinks if she gets life in prison, she'll be there for a very long time.
888-302-3684. Talk host Dory Munson, Ursula Rutten, and Jake Skorheim talking about why so many people seem to care about what happened with this woman and the trial itself, and now what will happen to her after the trial, whether she gets her wish to be sent to the death chamber or not.
We've got a couple of monitors up here. CNN, Fox News are both on in the studio, and they are wall-to-wall right now. I have to tell you, Ursula, I don't know one thing about the story. And every morning I go to the gym, and CNN headline news is wall-to-wall with the trial and has been for months. At 7:30 every morning, Good Morning America has a Jody Arias?
Yes.
Arias. A Jody Arias segment. Today Show has a Jody Arias segment at 7:30 every morning. And as for weeks, I have zero interest in this story, and yet it's become, this is the new daytime soap opera. The stories like this.
Well, I think you've hit the button, you know, on and for the cable channels, I mean, they've been all over it, and you know who's really been all over it is Nancy Grace.
What?
No, that's going to be shocking.
Yeah, well, that's what, headline news all morning, and then I'm sure, yeah, she's been getting big ratings in the evening.
Well, not to say that other, you know, networks haven't been either.
Oh, yeah.
So, I
mean,
that's,
wall
like
to wall
said,
right
yeah,
now.
It is wall to wall. I mean, and there's a gigantic crowd
that's the
outside
thing.
The courthouse
outside
waiting for this
Phoenix,
verdict.
It's
yes.
Like 85 degrees out in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And there are hundreds of people standing on concrete outside the courthouse so they can either cheer or boo when this verdict comes
down.
Thing.
There's hundreds of news media, there's cameras everywhere, and I guess I understand that because people have been covering it, but I do not get the people who are showing up just to cheer or boo. Why would they do that?
I don't.
Well probably because of how much it has been covered and to be part of, you know, what they think is something, you know, maybe they think it's historic.
Yeah. You can hear my tone today. I just think this is all disgusting. And the fact that I'm sort of reporting on it because it is among the important stories of the day doesn't mean that I like it or that I want to do it. I just feel like there are people who say, oh, you got to give people a little backgrounder as to what's going on earlier in the day. But what this discussion was all about, having this stuff on every morning and people get huge ratings. They aren't getting huge ratings. That's nonsense. There isn't a cable channel in the world that exists that's getting huge ratings. And in comparison, there maybe 3 million, 4 million people at most watching this stuff. And, yeah, you can say, well, that's a lot of people. Yeah, it is. Twice as many people are watching Good Morning America and Today Show and that sort of thing. But it still is salacious, and you have to ask yourself, why is it you're so interested in all of this stuff? If you are, why? I sure as hell am not, and don't want to spend any more time talking about it. Therefore, the Walter Cronkite advice is best, what he told me when I was a kid, how do you move from one story that's bad to another one that's hopefully better? A couple of good commercials.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Stolen is the latest thriller from author Daniel Palmer. We spoke with him about his new novel and his thoughts on his craft.
I had a chance very early on in my career to work on the first generation of the BarnesandNoble.com website. It was a tremendous experience. I was the third employee on this fast-growing team, and when I left, we were 500 strong and doing a tremendous amount of business. What I learned in that experience was how exciting and dynamic the book selling business and industry is. And in fact, I would say it's that experience that probably fueled my interest in looking at the other side, not on the selling side, but on the creative side. As a musician, I was drawn to the idea of creating a long form piece of fiction, and I think that's where the seed to become a writer was probably planted. What I always do is I start with a what-if question. And the what-if question in Stolen is, what if a husband, a devoted husband, steals an identity to get cancer medication for his wife, and he unwittingly steals the worst identity imaginable? So once I have that what-if question, I do about a 10 to 12 page outline. I understand the beginning, the middle, and the end of the book. And then I spend the time filling in the gaps and writing out the scenes, trying to make them as exciting as possible. It's a lot of discipline, a lot of hard work, and it can be a lot of fun and exhilarating as well.
That's author Daniel Palmer on his recently released novel, Stolen. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When a bridge in the island of Kauai washed out, the state developed a 2-year plan to replace it at a cost of $4 million. The problem was that an entire community, completely dependent upon summer tourism, could not survive being out of business for 2 years, while tourists had no access to that part of the island. So community leaders, looking through the lens of liberty, realized that they could take responsibility for their own situation. They raised local money, pooled their resources, and did the job themselves in only 8 days. Too often, we expect government to deal with problems we could deal with ourselves. Our belief in personal responsibility is part of what makes Americans unique. We believe in limited government because we can govern ourselves.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 888-302-3684. The Boston bombing aftermath, still people talking about that, mostly from the perspective of what ought to be done with the older brother's remains. Here's talk host Helen Glover talking to Islam expert Dr. Andrew Bostrom about what he thinks ought to be done with this guy's body.
If nobody takes this body of Tamerlan Tsarnaev, that nobody seems to want to bury this guy in their neighborhood, is it allowed within the Muslim religion cremation? I mean, is this something that we could just do?
I thought there was a way out where the institutions, the local institutions, and certainly the family, based on the behavior, could say that this is such egregious, un-Islamic behavior that they don't consider him a Muslim anymore. And then I guess he could become a ward of the state and the body cremated, et cetera, et cetera. But this is what's very disturbing to me, is the man that's being lionized, the uncle, first of all, has ties to CIA fronts that were created to support the Chechen terrorists. No one's talking about this. But also, this is a man who called them losers, and yet he's engaging in pious Islamic washing of the body and right. Now looking for a place to bury it. So something's very, very fishy here.
Okay. So now here's a reporter, Christy Zantani, talking to an anonymous Ohio man who says he'll donate a burial plot to put this guy's body in.
The body of alleged Boston bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev is still at a funeral home in Worcester, Massachusetts. His family and the funeral director searching for a burial plot.
At this point, any outcome would be better than nothing. We do have to bury the person, regardless of what he did. As I said earlier, this country, we bury the dead. Funeral directors have done this for years. They continue to do it.
Some cemeteries across the country have said they won't accept his body. One local man may have a solution. He asked us not to identify him, but he wants to bring Tamerlan's body to Vienna, offering him a proper burial.
The man has done all he's going to do. He can't harm anyone else. It's time to show some Christian concern for his family.
The man says his family owns a burial plot at Crown Hill Burial Park in Vienna. He says he wants to donate that plot to Tamerlan's family.
It's the right thing to do, to let this man be buried, let his family put him away.
The cemetery owner declined to go on camera, but indicated to us over the phone that he is against this idea. However, there are no rules or regulations that allow him to stop someone from donating their plot. The donor says his decision was driven by his faith. He says he too was saddened by the events in Boston.
The acts that were carried out in Boston were heinous. I have prayed for the victims. I pray for the families of those who have lost loved ones, and I will continue to do that. But it's still the right thing to do, to have this man interned somewhere.
All right.
God, isn't it?
Just drop him into Lake Erie or something, and you got to find a place to put the body. 51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I don't want to apologize for this past hour, but I feel like this hour, for some reason or another, so heavy, wrapped up in all of this this just garbage that we call news. It is. It's just garbage. One of the things that has been a little lighter lately, former NBA star Dennis Rodman is now trying to use his friendship with Kim Jong-un of North Korea to get a Korean-American prisoner released. Rodman took to Twitter to plead with Kim to free Kenneth Bae, who was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor, you'll recall, for allegedly entering North Korea with a disguised identity. He said, quote, Rodman said, "I'm calling on the supreme leader of North Korea, or as I call him, Kim, to do me a solid and cut Kenneth loose." Rodman was tweeting that. Rodman visited North Korea, remember, a couple of months ago, supposedly bonded with Kim as they watched exhibition baseball. Here is Jonathan Hunt talking to correspondent Philip Young about how China now is going to get involved, or seems to want to get involved, in the situation with North Korea.
Obviously, North Korea is a main subject of discussion between these two leaders, President Obama and President Park. What will be the substance, do you think, or what should be the substance of that discussion?
I think, first of all, what they're going to make sure is that everyone is on the same page in terms of what they need to do with North Korea next. I think they're going to be talking about their current assessments on both sides as to what is happening in North Korea. And I think the big focus is going to be talking about how to cajole control or to get China much more involved in this whole process. The good news is that it appears that China recently announced that the Bank of China is going to close North Korea's bank accounts. So that's a good sign, but I think there is going to be a lot of discussion about how to bring China more directly into this process.
And we have here two leaders in terms of North and South Korea who are both relatively untested. Kim Jong-un, obviously, we believe in his late 20s, probably around 28 by the best estimates as far as I've heard. We have President Park in South Korea who is relatively new. How does that play into the danger or the volatility of this situation?
Well, I think there is that's something that we've all been concerned about. As we've talked about before, I think that the chances of a preemptive nuclear strike by North Korea, it was relatively small. The North Koreans are not suicidal, and they knew that something like that would invite a response. I think what we have, though, is the chance of miscalculation. Not only do we have new people in new leaders in South Korea and North Korea, you also have new leadership in China, Japan, and a new security team in the United States. So all of this requires, you know, there's some calculation, there's room for miscalculation on this, and people are not used to how each other works. So this is a process here.
All right, speaking of process, the story this week of Michelle Bachmann, you remember her, congresswoman from Minnesota running for president. Apparently, she has some irregularities in what she's done with the money she raised for her presidential run, as we hear in this story.
It's complicated, it's difficult. It doesn't seem, in my view, to be rising to the level that it is going to bring anyone down, including her.
Right, but yet the Democrats seem to be salivating at this point in terms of thinking that this variety of ethics investigations that are implicating Michelle Bachmann could be her death knell next year. And there's a Salon piece this week in which they make Salon.com makes that argument, and I disagree. You know, first off, what's going on here? It's not completely clear, but it involves a variety of things in terms of her presidential campaign and allegations that she, you know, in one situation she channeled money through her campaign, you know, to an organization that then made payments to an individual in Iowa who's in the state legislature. There's another thing about misappropriating I think it's a mailing list, and then there seems to also be something out there in terms of perhaps improper transfers between her presidential and her congressional campaign.
But none of it that I've seen, I guess you know something, it has not risen to the, it's percolating out there,
right.
And maybe it's a chip effect, but
right.
It's an ethics problem in Iowa, and you know, I love my friends in Iowa, but I guess I'm just not that concerned about it.
I think Minnesota is what the correct focus should be, because that's where she's from. Anyway, my mind brings me around to thinking, or using the expression, much ado about nothing, which is what a lot of things are about, stirring.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.